This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
From the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Wow. A packed show today. Owen Schroyer, David Knight filling in for Alex Jones. And I'm just going to lay out everything that we've got planned for you today on the Alex Jones Show. Absolutely stocked full. We've got the Democrats. Oh, for 2017, another loss last night. A very expensive loss for the Democrats. How embarrassing. We've got World War III building with Russia coming out of Syria. We've got a Jay Johnson hearing today. More bombshells out of that. Funny, I didn't hear any buildup to that. I didn't see the media fawning over the Jay Johnson hearing. Wonder why that was. We've got, of course, North Korea, tensions building there. The media making fun of Otto Warmbier, who is now deceased. May he rest in peace. We've got developments on the real collusion between Comey, the Clintons, Loretta Lynch, Susan Rice. That's developing. And then we're going to have Gary Haven and Joe Biggs joining us to talk about UN sex trafficking in Haiti. And, of course, Alex Jones will be joining us as well. I now bring in my tag team partner, David Knight. I know that you have a slew of stories that you want to get to as well.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty amazing when we look at this referendum on Trump, Owen. One of the best comments I saw was Kellyanne Conway tweeting out, "I'm laughing my ass off." And they have to be laughing because we've seen increasingly saying that they're going to have a referendum on Trump. This is every one of these special elections is going to be that. And I actually saw Reuters saying, well, these margins are getting smaller and smaller. So that means that the Democrats are getting momentum. And it's like, that's the most desperate spin I've seen yet.
That's what Robert Reich IV tweeted out as well, a professor at Berkeley. And I was just like, what a delusional thought from a very delusional person on Delusional Island, thinking that this loss is somehow a victory for you. So the Democrats continue to lose. You've got leftist media that wants to make fun of Otto Warmbier, calling him a white American frat boy. He deserves what he gets. Well, he's dead now. You've got the media going full ISIS with CNN and Kathy Griffin, and then Representative Scalise gets shot. No responsibility there. But then you've got, I believe her name was Michelle Carter, who is responsible now, being held responsible for her boyfriend's suicide because apparently a tweet or apparently a message that she sends him causes him to commit suicide. Well, if you're going to use that precedent, which I completely disagree with, in that case, how can you not use that precedent against media that is encouraging violence against Trump, encouraging violence against Trump supporters, and we continue to see this go on and on? And then during this hearing, David, I'm quoting Jay Johnson. They're talking about fake news. We're going to have more clips from Jay Johnson. Alex Jones coming up on the other side of this break. But Jay Johnson, during the hearing today, talking about fake news, says people have little, and I'm quoting here, I don't know the exact quote, but people have little or no recourse for social media posts. He's talking about fake news there. Well, what about all the people calling for the assassination of Trump? Little or no recourse on that. Can you believe that double standard, David?
Let's talk about the fake news, because when he opened up his statement, he said, in 2016, at the direction of the Russian government, at the direction of Russian President Vladimir Putin himself, there were orchestrated cyber attacks on our nation for the purpose of influencing our election.
We have that clip, too. Go ahead.
He doesn't know that. They don't have, and of course, when I talked to John McAfee, he pointed out, he said, that this would be the most incompetent spy craft ever if they left fingerprints all over this. He said, you can't tell where these things are routed from, and they have ways of disguising this. And then subsequent to that, we had the WikiLeaks Vault 7 releases that showed the owner's manuals, the operating manuals of how they would mask things, even making the keystrokes look as if they're coming from Russia. And yet we hear that they are saying this has all happened and we know that it happened. You know what we know? Is we know that the Department of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, the guy who is testifying today in the House, the Department of Homeland Security are the ones who hacked into state boards of elections. This is the issue everywhere. They're trying to cover themselves with a Russian red herring when they are the ones who broke the law. And we've got something else coming up about obstruction of justice and trying to take these unmasking documents and hide them in the Obama library.
We'll be right back with Alex Jones. I say abolish the DHS and the CIA immediately based on what we know about those two departments. We've got those clips on the other side.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The globalist great error is to believe that as they collapse humanity, they end up on top. The truth is, humanity is coming down fast, but we're miles above them on our journey to hell.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Say what you want about President Trump, but we dodged a bullet when Hillary Rodham Clinton didn't get elected in 2016. And we have seen every element of global corruption come after President Trump and come after the American people. We've also seen multinational corporations, intelligence agencies, the big universities, the MSM media come after free speech and come after InfoWars.com. And why is that? InfoWars did not invent Americana or the modern Renaissance. We're simply bringing it back and comparing it historically to the type of socialism and corporate cronyism that we have been seeing in the last few decades in Europe and the United States. We know socialism and communism leads to total collapse, like we've seen in Venezuela, North Korea, the old Soviet Union, and so many other examples. But the modern model of socialism has been disastrous as well. It is a predatory system that seeks to dumb down the general population and have a tiny elite on top of it. That's why some of the richest men in the world, like Carlos Slim, the kingpin of Mexico, and Jeff Bezos of Amazon, the CIA, and the Washington Post, are waging war against InfoWars.com through their media organs and calling for my radio show, my TV transmissions, and our websites to be shut down. Because they don't want you to have a focal point. They don't want you or we the people to have a system that will challenge their lies. That's why it's more important for all of you as this 4th of July approaches to understand most of us that are just good, decent, honest people don't think of ourselves as much. We're just humble folks that want to live our lives and enjoy a piece of the American pie. But the globalists see our independence and see our love of freedom as a threat because they're authoritarians. And that's why, not just here in America's 245-year history, but all over the world, elites will never let the little people simply live their lives and be productive. They want total control over the population. And that's why they're waging war against InfoWars, because they know it is the people's media promoting justice, freedom, and prosperity, transcending race. Transcending ethnicity, transcending even mainline establishment religions, and bringing people together around the idea of free association and a free market of ideas that we know in history has been the developer of all the major innovations and freedoms we've seen. You are changing the world when you spread the word, when you speak out, when you call C-SPAN, when you go to the front of your church and talk about these issues, when you talk to your neighbors, when you spread an article or a video, or when you produce an article or a video, you are independently speaking to the face of this global system and letting it know that you won't submit, and also standing up so that others can see your action, and that gives them courage. So again, I want to thank you all for your support. I want to thank you for your prayers. You have changed the world. And I want to encourage you to continue to change the world and to accelerate your resistance. A great way to do it is to get high-quality products at InfoWarsStore.com at very competitive prices that then help fund this organization that you know is dedicated to fighting tyranny and, more importantly, has been successful fighting tyranny on every front. That's why the enemy's coming after us. Because we're effective, because we tell the truth, and because we literally are spreading the light of justice and freedom throughout the darkness that is this global New World Order system. The United States became the example of freedom worldwide, not because we were perfect, but because we delivered on freedom and prosperity unlike any other country in history. And that's why the globalist technocrats are trying to destroy America, and that's why they hate InfoWars, and that's why they hate you so much. It is so critical this July 4th that we redeclare our independence against the globalists and understand that your support of the InfoWar has already shaken the globalists to their very core. That's why this July 4th, we're having some of the biggest sales ever. We have store-wide free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com through July 4th. And on top of that, we have savings as much as 40% off best-selling items. And we're talking about things you need. A wide spectrum of high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds, high-quality storable foods, and amazing groundbreaking supplements and nutraceuticals. Our incredible nootropic Brain Force Plus, 30% off, and now with 20% more in each bottle. Super Mel Vitality, sold out for months. Concentrated herbs that have absolutely changed my life and so many others, 30% off as well. The Good Halogen, the opposite of fluoride. Deep Earth Pure Iodine X2, now back in stock, 30% off, InfoWarsStore.com. Z-Shield, our newest product out of the gates, 30% off, because it's so amazing and I want you to try it. It's got all the key herbs, the zeolites, the shilajit, concentrated and known to pull out heavy metals and toxins from the body. Do yourself and your family a favor and help fund the InfoWar. Get yourself a bottle of Z-Shield. Emrix Essentials Outdoor Special. We're talking our non-nano zinc, incredibly concentrated, high-powered sunscreen, along with Emrix Essentials Bug Spray that's totally organic and natural and works way better than chemical brands I personally used. In the modern world, we can use good consumerism as a weapon. The globalists and the leftists use their boycotts, use their money control to manipulate our lives. They take our tax money and give it to NBC as stimulus money to then be anti-gun, anti-freedom, anti-sovereignty. It's that simple. But if you will shop with the good guys like InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com, we can continue to build an independent economy system that's a win-win for everybody that promotes freedom. That's why they're so scared of InfoWars. They're scared of you using your independent media freedom and your independent freedom to purchase high-quality products that support freedom to overthrow their system by pulling your financing away from the globalist. I don't point a gun at you like the IRS and then take your money and give it to globalist causes. I just bring you high-quality, discounted products that you and your family need, that then the profits we make in turn are put into expanding InfoWars operations against the globalist because the stakes are so high. So again, thank you all for your support of InfoWars, and I want to encourage you all to recommit as this July 4th approaches to intensify our efforts to defeat the globalist. We can do it, but we've got to continue to press the attack, and we've got to continue to pray to God. So for myself, the InfoWars crew, and my family, I want to wish you all a wonderful 4th of July, and I want to thank you all for your support.
InfoWarsStore.com. That is how you support this broadcast. A lot of great specials going right now. The Democrats faced another loss last night. Over 2017, they built it all up. They spent a record amount of money. The Trump referendum is failing, David.
Yeah, you know, Owen, we have this Twitter comment from Kellyanne Conway laughing my ass off because that's the guy who lost. He got an amazing amount of money. He raised seven times the amount of money as Kellyanne Conway. When we look at the amount of money that was in this record spending for a congressional race, I remember 20, 25 years ago in our neck of the woods, it was about $500,000 that they would spend on a typical congressional race. Now we're looking at something that's about $25 million. Think about the 2000 elections. We had Al Gore complaining, saying that W had bought the election because he'd spent over $100 million. And look at what's happened to the presidential election. Look at what's happened to the congressional elections. The real story here is the politicization and the money that is flowing into politics. Why is that? It's because there's so much power over the economy, so much power over our lives in Washington. That is pulling in corruption. That's pulling in money. And we see that here. And yet, in spite of all that, in spite of the fact that he got nine times as many donors from California as he did donors in Georgia between May 29th and May 31st, as reported by the Daily Caller, he still lost. And they have the audacity to say, well, we're getting closer with each one of these. Even though we lose, we're getting closer. You can't buy this election. And that's really what's happening. Even the Washington Post said this is a huge win for Trump. This is an editorial. I don't know how it got through the Washington Post. People are looking at it. It said, if anything, this race proves Republicans have no reason to be defensive as a result of Obamacare's demise. It shows Republicans have nothing to hide from in the age of Trump. And it signifies that nothing about the current faux scandal-ridden environment has produced a downdraft for Republicans. And I think when we look at this, that's very important. And yet they continue, Owen, with this this Russians hack the election narrative. We have this hearing that's going on today with Jay Johnson. They're talking about how the Russians were trying to get voter rolls in various states. Well, that's not proven. And we know from the releases of WikiLeaks Vault 7, we know that intelligence community, the CIA, had tools to make it look like they could be any state actor that they wanted to be. They could put the fingerprints, the keyboard strokes, and so forth to disguise themselves. What we do know is that the first reported hacking of these state boards of elections was in Georgia, where we just had the election. And it was Jason Chaffetz and Senator Jody Heiss, both of he was from Georgia and Chaffetz is from Utah. They sent a letter to Jay Johnson, Department of Homeland Security, after the election, said, why did this happen? What are you doing about this? Are you investigating this? And we question your ability to honestly investigate yourself. They said, we question the department's ability to remain neutral in investigating its own potential misconduct and violating the law, I would add, and think an independent investigation of these incidents is warranted. They want Roth to investigate whether or not the DHS conducted an unauthorized scan of the Georgia Secretary of State's computer networks. If so, who authorized the scans? Has the department conducted unauthorized scans of any other state's systems? If so, which states did you scan without authorization? And then we found out that came out at the beginning of January. They got absolutely no response from Jay Johnson, who is testifying today. Then we found out in February that they got into Indiana's election system as well. They traced it back to the Department of Homeland Security. 15,000 scans into Indiana's voter registration rolls and their election boards. That's the real story. They're trying to create a system to hide their crimes, trying to insert themselves where they control the elections, saying it's critical infrastructure. That's what this is about today.
We'll be right back.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Imrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic, high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
I I think the story with the Democrats pretending this narrowing the margin of victory is a good thing, is that they're just going to spend more money. We'll just spend more money, and then we'll be even closer next time. Of course, that's not going to work.
Didn't work in the presidential race, did it?
And this is the party that says they're all about income inequality, getting that income gap, you know, figured out. They're going to help with that. They're going to fix that. And then they spend more money on elections than they do the actual people that are poor, living in the lower poverty grid. But, you know, it's funny, as you talked about all those voter rolls that the DHS admittedly, or the DHS is claiming Russia was probing. The DHS is the one that actually hacked the elections.
Yeah, why does Vladimir Putin want the voter rolls in Georgia?
Well, and it's funny.
I can tell you why the Obama administration and the Democrats would want it.
Well, and it's funny because he says that he knows Putin orchestrated it, but then he admits that he can't possibly know that because the DNC isn't cooperating with this investigation to begin with. But let's but hold on a second now. Let's recall who might have information about the Democrat voter rolls. Who might have had that information? Who might have had access to those voter logs and that IT department? Seth Rich. Huh. Oh, but he's no longer with us. May he rest in peace. So how convenient is that for the DNC that admits or that won't share? They will not share with the FBI. They will not share with DHS the details or the emails or the data that they need to do this investigation. So let's go to Jay Johnson today, though. These are some clips from today, and there's, I mean, literally the most unbelievable quotes, again, coming out of this nonsense of a hearing. We have all kinds of collusion on the Democrat side of it, literally a lawsuit against the DNC, but we're still looking around everywhere for Russia collusion that doesn't exist. So here's Jay Johnson, though, saying that he knows it was Putin that orchestrated the cyber attacks.
In 3 years as Secretary of Homeland Security, I had the privilege of testifying before Congress 26 times. Though it is no longer part of my job description, I voluntarily accepted the invitation to be here today as concerned private citizen.
Oh, he's so transparent.
In 2016, the Russian government, at the direction of Vladimir Putin himself, orchestrated cyber attacks on our nation for the purpose of influencing our election. That is a fact, plain and simple. Now the key question for the president and the Congress is, what are we going to do to protect the American people and their democracy?
Okay, so there he is. He says he knows for a fact that it was Russia and Putin that did it. And what are we going to do? We have to do something. This is an assault. This is an assault on our country, on our infrastructure. We must do something. Okay, so we'll address that in a second. But how can he possibly know that with this clip that Johnson said later in his testimony?
As to what was offered them, what they accepted, was there any level of cooperation at all?
To my disappointment, not to my knowledge, sir. And this is a question I asked repeatedly when I first learned of it. You know, what are we doing? Are we in there? Are we helping them discover the vulnerabilities? Because this was fresh off the OPM experience. And there was a point at which DHS cybersecurity experts did get into OPM and actually help them discover the bad actors and patch some of the exfiltrations, or at least minimize some of the damage. And so I was anxious to know whether or not our folks were in there.
Can't cite the damage.
And the response I got was FBI had spoken to them. They don't want our help. They have CrowdStrike.
They have CrowdStrike. That's a Democrat contractor. CrowdStrike was hired by the Democrats. They were running their IT system. And when this stuff came out, they said, we were hacked, and it was the Russians. And yet the guy who got all this stuff, Julian Assange, said it was not a state actor. It was turned over to us. Julian Assange has never lied to us. These people have given us nothing but lies. And CrowdStrike, a DNC contractor, refused to turn over or allow access to those servers. How do they do that? Well, of course, this is because it's all political. They've invented this not only to cover up for Hillary Clinton losing, but to cover up for their illegal surveillance of political opponents. This is the big story. When Megyn Kelly was here, she asked me, what do you think about Putin? I guess she wanted me to comment on her interview. I said, I'm not concerned about Putin. I'm concerned about people like Clapper and Hayden and these others who are using our intelligence community as a politicized weapon against their opponents. And that's what we're seeing here, this Russian fake.
Wait, so let me get
all
this straight.
Covering that up.
So let me get this straight. The DNC won't cooperate with the FBI. The DNC won't cooperate with DHS. Debbie Wasserman Schultz is threatening those people for doing investigations. Seth Rich has died. Sean Lucas has died. Wisenhunt Jr. in Florida, the prosecutor, has died. It's clearly the Russians.
Yeah.
It must be the Russians. It's the Russians. Now, we've got the story on the other side. It must be the Russians that are classifying the documents in the Obama library that would show that it was Susan Rice that was unmasking names. That must be the Russians, too.
That's real obstruction of justice. That is what should be investigated.
And it must be the Russians that were meeting on the tarmac with Loretta Lynch. It must have been the Russians. That was the DNC chair, John Podesta, making stock deals with other Russians. That must have been the Russians, too. It's all the Russians.
March. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your products, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest. That's
amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew, and I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Yes, you are, with Owen Schroyer and David Knight. Coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, gentlemen.
I see that those wild horses that drug you away couldn't keep you away for long, huh?
Absolutely. This is a working vacation. A vacation. My vacation today was spending an extra hour this morning with my daughters and with my son. The children that the media says have been taken away from me that are with me about 85-90% of the time. But getting away from that, they're trying to brand me as a loser. They're trying to brand Trump as a loser. They're trying to brand America as a loser. That's like Lloyd Blankfein started his new Twitter account a month ago to troll Trump and say, look at China's infrastructure. It's so much better than ours now after they transferred our jobs there. And boy, how's your infrastructure week going? Totally sick, totally evil, working against Trump at every level, even though they've made 30% more of the biggest profits they've ever made since Trump got in. The globalists don't want the general public to have money. That's the essence of it. But there are a lot of billionaire investors and a lot of people that have been inside globalism that know it's evil, like Peter Thiel, and they are fighting against this system. There is no doubt about it because they know it's authoritarian and it is collapsing. So these arrogant globalists like Warren Buffett and Peter Thiel, who's been exposing him, and other people like Lloyd Blankfein that's been exposed by Ron Paul and myself, and, of course, people like Donald Trump. This is an amazing time to be alive. This is Americana in a battle with the crony capitalist globalist, just like we were born out of that with the British Empire in 1776, the exact same type of system. But the reason I popped in with this big full transmission you guys have today is this. This victory in Georgia, with Democrat white people calling her a cracker ass and stuff, trying to invoke race war, totally sick, totally evil, totally transparent, is the fourth failure of special elections in the last 5 months since President Trump got into office. And why is that important? The Democrats admit that they have put nearly 80% of their Democratic Party budget, we're talking over $100 million that they had for this 4 or 5 month period, on defeating these four candidates. They threw everything in the media they had, dirty tricks, total assaults. We're talking 2-1, 3-1, 4-1 spending against these people, but still they lost in every single case, despite illegal aliens voting, despite all this happening. And now the Washington Times is out with big, giant, major scientific studies showing 5.7 million illegals potentially voted illegally. That's way above the 3.2, 3.5 that Trump and others talked about. And this is what the media does. It's not that InfoWars isn't accurate. It's just that we are aggressive. We wear the truth on our sleeve. We don't sit there and act like, you know, we're non-biased, you know, journalists. We're totally biased for telling the truth in America. So they have Pew Research, George Washington Mason Research, all these big studies showing over 3 million illegals voted in the previous election to this one, and they have the evidence showing it ramped way up. So what do? They don't say George Washington Mason's wrong. They don't say Pew's wrong. They say we're wrong and that we just made it up. And they go, here's Jones saying it, but he won't tell you where the proof is. But 10 seconds before, I said where the proof was. That's what Megyn Kelly did in her interview, and Rob Dew's going over the hours and hours of it. We're going to devastate her. People say, well, then why not just release it? Well, because we're going to edit it. But let me explain. We're going to play raw what I said. But they edited it where I'd talk about something here. 10 minutes later, I'd talk about something there. They would jump cut it and weld it together to make new sentences. Just like if I had the Bible, and I took a page out of Deuteronomy and then put it with a page of, say, Revelations out of context and said it was a new Bible verse or said that Jesus Christ said it, it would be a lie. It's like that refrigerator magnet game where you have all the different names, all the different words, all the different slogans, all the different terms, all the verbs, all the adjectives, and then you just scramble together what you want. That's what they do with this deceptive editing, and even mainstream media recognize that. So, again, even though they destroyed me in the interview, the biggest hit piece on earth, the most horrible, stammering moron you can imagine, they are so discredited and so hated and such a joke, it made people love us even more. This is crazy. I knew it was the right thing to do, to go into the lion's den. But let me tell you, the prayers of our listeners, the support, our affiliates, our sponsors, this awesome crew right here that is the best crew I've ever had. It's just so amazing. Out of a lot of great crews, this is our family. The listeners are our family. And Trump has delivered on like 40% of what he said he'd do in 4 years. It took Reagan years to deliver on just a third of what Trump's done. Is he perfect? No. But on TPP, on NAFTA, on GATT, on the carbon taxes, all of it he's delivering, on the border becoming secured, 43% cut down, on all those issues, on the stock market, on jobs. But he's in a race as the globalists try to implode and consolidate the economy with people like Bezos and others. So again, this is a critical time to be alive right now. Everybody is involved in this fight on one side or the other. If you're passive and sit there on the sidelines, you're helping the globalists. So in closing, let you guys get back to your full raft. I mean, just actually overflowing transmission today. Ladies and gentlemen, they have put everything they had into defeating Trump and America and Americana. They put everything they can, their demonization, their lies, their frauds, their pessimism, every negative story you can imagine to stop these four candidates, and they failed. This is a big bellwether that America is awake, that the brainwashing isn't working, that people aren't deserting Trump. In fact, he's getting stronger, even in their fake polls. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an incredible time to be alive. We've got to call their bluff and break the conditioning and break the trance. Back to Owen Schroyer and David Knight.
Great stuff from Alex Jones. Thank you, Alex Jones, our fearless leader on a vacation. Right. So I want to get back to David. Got a big story here that I want to get him to cover. But I think just to kind of give a preamble to David breaking this down, let's recall that the first thing was Russia hacking the election, Russia hacking the election. That was the narrative, Russia hacking the election. Then they kind of softened that, and they said, well, maybe they were just hacking voter logs, maybe they were just hacking the DNC. Okay, but it was hacking, hacking, hacking. Well, it came out, it was the DHS that was hacking. It was the DNC that was rigging the election. But now it's moved one further, and they're saying obstruction of justice, obstruction of justice. Well, now we're finding where the real obstruction of justice is and why they're trying to distract you with that investigation. David Knight, what is going on with the Susan Rice and the Obama Library?
Well, you know what we're seeing in general, Owen, is what the liberals would call projection. Okay, they like to talk about psychological projection, projecting your problems, your shortcomings, your faults onto other people. What the Democrats are doing is they're projecting their crimes. They're very concerned. The people are going to find out that they use the national security apparatus as a political tool to try to win this election. That is not only highly criminal, but that will bring them down once that is exposed. And we got senators like Senator Grassley who are on that. He's a hardcore guy. He's really the guy who I think should have been attorney general, but he is pushing this very hard. So today we see the State Department is probing Clinton handling of government emails. They could pull her security clearance. They said they've opened a formal inquiry into this. And, of course, this is, again, coming from Senator Grassley. And, of course, they should, because this is something that James Comey said. I mean, do we not believe James Comey? Don't the Democrats believe him? We've been told that everything that he says is true, even though he said, she said, between him and Trump, we should believe everything that Comey says. Well, he was the one who said that she was extremely careless in the handling of very sensitive, highly classified information. There was evidence of potential violation of statutes regarding the handling of classified information. He made it very clear she had violated the law, that she had not handled the highest levels of secured documents very well. So if they were to pull her security clearance, Owen, it would be like what they did to Sandy Berger. This is a guy who, to cover up for the Clintons, went into the National Security Archives, took out the papers, because that's where they were at the time, right after September 11th, pulled out the paper, stuffed them into his clothing, took them out, destroyed them. They caught him doing that. He is now the poster child at the National Security Archives. They show him, they say, do not let people violate our procedures. No matter how important or well-known they are, they have to follow the procedures. So he's the poster child for that. James Comey was the one who let him off with simply losing his security clearance. So if that were to happen, she'd be getting the Sandy Berger treatment. But here's the other part of this. You know, we see that history doesn't repeat itself, but it really does rhyme. And here's how it's rhyming. Judicial Watch exposed the fact that Susan Rice unmasking documents have been moved from the National Security Council to the Obama Library. And they came back and they said, well, I'm sorry, we can't give you that information because we moved that to the Obama Presidential Library. You can send your request to them. However, you should be aware that under the Presidential Records Act, presidential records remain closed to the public for 5 years after the administration has left office. What they have done is, in a very subtle way, the same thing that Sandy Berger did. They took incriminating evidence showing they violated the law, and they have basically buried it and hiding behind the statute of the Presidential Records Act. This is obstruction of justice. They need to be called on this. Judicial Watch has been very good about following up on these types of things. He said they're going to probably take legal action on this. And this was something that was exposed in April by Cernovich and others followed him, talking about the fact that Susan Rice had unmasked this. And these are crimes that involve the NSA and Comey's FBI. They violated the law when they spied on Americans in America. Their supposed authorization for this is only to spy on foreign citizens in foreign countries. And then Americans, if they are connected with that. But not to ever release this information unless the Americans are under investigation and there's a search warrant out there. What they did was they violated all of that. The FBI violated it. The NSA violated that. And they unmasked this information. And they did it not only to President Trump and his administration, but they did it to others. Rand Paul said he's heard that he's one of the subjects of that, as well as many other senators, congressmen, journalists. They're using the national security spy state for political purposes. This is huge. And this, Owen, is why they are talking about Russia. They're trying to hide their crimes. They're trying to cover this up. And that's what I said to Megyn Kelly when she was here. I said, that's what I'm worried about. That's what the Senate Intelligence Committee will not talk about. They will not go to the violations of law committed by the intelligence community on the behalf of the Obama administration.
So here's what I would assess everything. It would make sense to me. You have, obviously, the collusion and the corruption is on the Democrat side. So what do? They use the DHS to go in and probe or whatever all of these voter rolls, leaving Russian fingerprints there so that they can come back, use those fingerprints as evidence in any of these hearings and cite those fingerprints time and time again, even though they're fake fingerprints and there's actually no Russian collusion. So now you've got this Russia investigation stewing and going on for months and months and months. Meanwhile, no investigation into Susan Rice, no investigation into James Comey. Although now you've got a lawsuit coming against James Comey in what David Knight mentioned, the surveillance of Americans, a former contractor. This is from WorldNet Daily. A former contractor for several federal agencies and his attorney, who both sued former FBI Director James Comey, claiming he obstructed justice by burying an investigation into the mass surveillance of Americans, are asking a federal court for protection for a protection order preventing the destruction of evidence in the case. Oh, yeah, like sending it to the Obama library to have it classified for 5 years. The plaintiffs are Dennis Montgomery, a whistleblower who worked as a contractor for the National Security Agency, the CIA and the Director of National Intelligence, and his lawyer, Larry Kleiman of Freedom Watch. I think Larry's actually been on with Alex before.
Oh, yeah, quite a time.
Yeah, so maybe we can get Larry on sometime to talk with Alex before the end of the week about this lawsuit. So it's amazing, David. You have independent lawsuits. You have people like Chuck Grassley. You have people like us who are exposing all of the corruption on the Democrat side. You know, Breitbart, I think they were the one that printed that article. Judicial Watch trying to get these documents to the public. And it's clear. It's so clear where the obstruction of justice is, where the hacking was on going on, where the collusion is. It's all on the Democrats. That's why they put this Russian red herring out there. That's why they're spending all this time on this, to avoid the real investigation going on at the Democrats. And I'm just wondering if we'll ever get there. Will we ever get over this Russia hump? Are they going to continue with all these hearings, continue with this investigation? New here, new there. The Russians are hacking in 2018. They're hacking in 2020. They're hacking in Europe. We must do something about Russia. They want war.
You know, Owen, I think this hearing that we're seeing today to try to cover their tracks with Jay Johnson. And, of course, this is a guy who starts out by saying, I'm very happy to do this for you as a citizen, even though I don't have any responsibility to do this. He wants to be so transparent. And yet this is a guy who stonewalled congressmen who were asking him why his agency was illegally hacking into the Georgia State Board of Elections. Why were you getting into the voter rolls? They didn't get any response from him. Then they did several different letters, and then we found out after that they got into Indiana as well. 15,000 times they attempted to get into Indiana. So as this is building, and they're saying, we're still not getting any information from these people, we need to investigate this, then we see that there is the hiring of Reality Winner. When all this broke, I went back and I looked at the timeline of this and reported on this on the Nightly News. They create a document, I believe. This is the NSA report they created then in May, after this stuff had been churning and building in Congress, wanting to know why the Department of Homeland Security, why Jay Johnson violated the law, penetrated these state boards of elections. Then we have this NSA document that suddenly is written in May, after this has been going on for a couple of months and building, saying, well, we think that Russians were involved. And then they happen to put it somewhere where this 25-year-old Bernie Sanders supporter can find it and release it to people. And they say, see, we knew all along it was the Russians. There was no evidence that it was anything other than Department of Homeland Security that was getting into these voter rolls. And you have to ask yourself, when he comes out and says, we know for certain that it was Vladimir Putin himself that ordered this. That is an absolute
lie. Yeah, and then he goes on.
Security cameras and the Kremlin.
Well, he goes on to admit. He says, well, they won't cooperate, so we can't possibly know who it is. We have to just take their word for it.
Yeah.
And it's funny, you talk about just leaving that there for Reality Winner to possibly pick up.
Sure.
I wonder if that's kind of like the New York Times just leaving a story out there on April 12th talking about the GOP baseball practice for some left-wing lunatic to pick up and then go stake out the baseball field for a couple months. I don't know. Just a theory. But, you know, it's interesting. Because this whole Russia thing, you know, if you talk about the historical aspect of this, what is something throughout history that goes on? When you have a political party or a political group of people or oligarchs or whatever, that corruption is catching up to them, the roosters are coming home, what do? They start wars. That's why they're trying to start this war with Russia, I think, David, more than anything. I think, and they know that Syria is the powder keg to get it all kicked off, and I hope, and we elected President Trump under the hope that he understood the situation in the Middle East and that we don't have any national interest in Syria. We don't have any national interest in Afghanistan. But right now, it looks like we're falling right into that military-industrial complex. But I think they want war with Russia. That's what the Democrats wanted the whole time, to avoid justice in all the corruption that they've been guilty of over the long stretch of time. But now it's finally caught up with them, with the DNC, with Seth Rich, with Sean Lucas, with all of it. And that lawsuit is still ongoing.
Well, you know, we have an article on Infowars.com today. If the U.S. continues to creep toward World War III, eventually it is going to happen. It's by Michael Snyder. He says, after a bit of a lull in the past couple of months, the march towards war appears to be accelerating once again. He has a quote from President Trump. While I greatly appreciate the efforts of President Xi in China to help with North Korea, it has not worked out. At least I know China tried. That sounds very ominous. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Syria when we come back. And we need to think about the fact that we had the...
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. I'm Alex Jones here with a workingcation with Gary Haven, who's going to be in hosting in the next hour. He, of course, is a multi-billionaire founder of a lot of successful companies and the biggest franchise in history, Curves. And he now spends most of his money battling the globalist behind the scenes. But I got to tell you, he took us in his own personal plane in aid missions with Joe Biggs and Michael Zimmerman. Incredibly dangerous. Folks died that day actually trying to land as well in the bad weather after the hurricane, delivering aid. And he's been behind the scenes working with a lot of folks to expose what was happening. They were also there to expose the child sex trafficking being run by people connected to the Clinton Foundation and others. That's now all come out. 9 months after Gary Haven first broke it with Joe Biggs and InfoWars, and again, we're not bragging, it's facts here. Now it's come out, thousands of children trafficked, hundreds killed by the UN. Just type in AP report, a massive UN sex trafficking of children. AP uncovers numerous sexual abuse allegations against UN peacekeepers. It's industrial level, and that's the AP's whitewash on that. So Gary Haven doesn't want people to say it, but he is a hero, and we look for him to be doing more in Haiti in the near future because he's the man on the ground. Gary Haven, tell us what's coming up in the next hour.
Yeah, we've got a lot to talk about. I want to spend a few minutes on Alex's interview this last Sunday that everybody's talking about. There's a couple of important points that I think we need to discuss, so we'll get to that. Also, Stanford University just released a study that demonstrated that the electronic voting machines produced a 9% advantage for Hillary. And this is Stanford. This isn't conservative stuff here. I think we need to talk about that. By the way,
it's devastating. Like I said, Trump was really 15 points ahead.
Yep. I was on the phone with the governor of Texas Monday and was able to share that with him. And the governor of Texas, who's one of us, by the way, he's a sharp guy, was not aware that the electronic voting machines had been proven to
because there's a media blackout or the new big studies that 5.7 million illegals voted.
Yep. And the other thing I want to talk about today that I think is important is the Seth Rich story. A group of grad students in Washington did their own investigation, and that was released today. It's on Breitbart, so we'll be talking about that as well.
All right, guys, take back over. He's in at 8 after. Second hour is going to be huge. Trump, totally proven right, 5.7 million illegals. Clearly we're able to vote. We have a 9-point advantage for Hillary. Stanford shows. With the machines, we have them sampling 9 to 15 points more in polls for her and now for Democrats. So if he's got 50 at Gallup, that means he's at least 59 points. It's all a giant hoax. Just like InfoWars imploding is a giant hoax. We're on the march. The empire's on the run. God bless you all for your support. We got free shipping running throughout the next week or so and some of the biggest sales ever for the 4th of July. We need the funding to go to the next level. Back to David Knight and Owen Schroyer.
And don't forget, we have the Project Veritas and the WikiLeaks cold, hard evidence to support the claims that were just made. Now, this is just breaking before we go to break. And in the next hour, we're going to be joined by Gary Haven and Joe Biggs to cover the waterfront. But this is just breaking. Top of Drudge. NBC News, feds looking into Flint Airport stabbing as possible act of terrorism. Canadian-born suspect shouted Allahu Akbar and then stabbed a police officer.
Only so a possible act of terrorism. Only a possible.
Right. See, but
we can't know for sure when he stabs a policeman shouting Allahu Akbar. We can't know that that is terrorism. We have to investigate that for a while.
Of course, when it's a white person that mows down people outside of a mosque, it's immediately a white supremacist. It's immediately a right-wing radical. It's immediately a right-wing terrorist, this, that, and the other thing. Which, again, we completely disavow that act. That is a disgusting act. I don't wish any violence upon any mosques at all. So I want to stop all of the civil wars.
That is something that we've said from the very beginning. if the government brings the terrorists in,
it's
if they refuse to remove them and do documentaries about them like they did in the UK, let this happen. They are inviting a pushback. They want a civil war, and that's what we're starting to see the beginning of here, exactly what the globalists wanted.
Free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. Take this broadcast to the next level. We'll be right back. Second hour of the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, David Knight, soon to be joined by Joe Biggs and Gary Haven.
CNLive.com today.
Being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a 6-month supply.